Ohio man held in domestic terror plot.
He had real training.
The stormy South.
A lot of water. Every bit of 4 or 5 feet high.
Oklahoma City, 20 years after the bombing.
We made something good come out of that.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a man accused of training overseas to try to kill Americans here at home goes to court in a few hours. Abdirahman Sheikh Mohammed of Columbus, Ohio, is expected to plead not guilty. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
Mohammed, who is a 23-year-old naturalized American citizen from Somalia, said he wanted to go to a military base in Texas and kill 3 or 4 U.S. soldiers, execution style.
And the indictment says his backup plan was to attack a prison. Former FBI agent Philip Mudd says the case is especially concerning because the suspect allegedly received training in Syria.
The concern you've got to have in this case is not only that somebody came home again after traveling overseas to fight, but what kind of sophistication or training might people like this have received overseas.
Nearly a week after his arrest in a case of homegrown terror, John Booker of Topeka, Kansas, has been indicted by a federal grand jury. It's alleged he wanted to kill Americans for ISIS and was picked up while trying to arm what he thought was a 1,000-pound bomb near Fort Riley. To bolster White House security, there's word officials plan to add temporary spikes atop the perimeter fence. Final approval and installation likely next month. Permanent security upgrades are planned for next year. Now to Phoenix, where police found 5 adults dead in a home. A shooting apparently prompted by a dispute over the family airport shuttle business. Sergeant Trent Crump says others escaped the gunfire.
We have a female who's fleeing a house while shots are being fired and on the phone with 911 and taking 2 small kids with her.
The severe storms are forecast today from Kansas on down to the Gulf Coast. There's flooding in parts of the South after a day of heavy rain. The Chattanooga, Tennessee area got more than 2 inches.
It was pretty scary because once I got down the stairs, I realized that the water was waist deep.
It turns out the baggage handler who fell asleep in the hold of an Alaska Airlines jet and pounded on the ceiling loud enough for passengers to hear right after takeoff also called 911.
Hello, I'm trapped in this plane.
You're where?
I'm inside a plane. I feel like it's moving in the air.
It was moving in the air, and the puzzled dispatcher asked 3 times to clarify where he was. The plane heading for L.A. returned to Seattle. The airline has now banned that worker from its flights. A federal court in New Orleans today will consider whether to lift a temporary hold on President Obama's action on immigration. The administration wants the measures to go into effect while the court case brought by 26 states plays out. Well, a move to work out a major U.S. trade deal with Pacific Rim nations seems destined for a green light from Congress, but it's divided members of the president's own party. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is on Capitol Hill.
It would be the biggest free trade deal since NAFTA, which labor unions say destroyed American manufacturing jobs. In a statement, President Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership would avoid the mistakes of the past and include protections for workers, the environment, and a free and open internet. Republicans praise the agreement to give the president fast-track authority to strike a deal, but liberals in Congress remain staunchly opposed.
U.S. Army findings reported by USA Today indicate more than half of 770,000 soldiers surveyed are pessimistic about their future or unhappy in their jobs. The Army's in the midst of a $287 million optimism program. 20 years ago this weekend, a truck bomb shattered the federal building in Oklahoma City.
Tremendous blast came through the windows, blew us out of our chairs onto the floor.
Debris from the ceiling started raining down on me, and I had to kick my way out to get to the exit.
168 people died. Nearly 700 were hurt. Bomber Timothy McVeigh was executed for the crime 3 months before the 9/11 attacks. CBS's Barry Bagnato, who covered the story for us, went back to Oklahoma City.
The loblolly pines have grown taller over the 168 empty chairs at the site of the nation's worst act of homegrown terrorism. Most of the city's residents weren't here 20 years ago. For former Attorney General Drew Edmondson and many others who were, tears still come easily.
It had an emotional impact. Talking about it. Still does.
Building glass was falling all around Melva Noakes after she rushed to the demolished daycare center she operated.
They sent me to the Red Cross, and when they brought the children there, I could make sure that the parents had the right kids. And that never happened.
19 children died, and now a new generation's being taught what it takes to turn evil into good. A museum upgrade includes kid-friendly interactives.
I'm going to touch one of the rescuers here with a rescue dog.
It talks about how proud they were of the dog, and you can learn the work of police or the fire.
Police Chief Bill City brings young recruits here. The bombing response, he says, changed how America handles disasters, terrorism too.
We just do a better job from an intelligence standpoint in keeping track of somebody that may be a threat.
Susan Winchester, who lost her sister, leads a campaign urging people to perform an act of service, an act of kindness, an act of remembrance.
Never forget how special they were, but go forward in their honor.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Oklahoma City.
There's a sequel to the hacking at Sony Pictures Entertainment. Hundreds of thousands of documents disclosed last year have now been posted by the website WikiLeaks. Consumer advocate Adam Levin says they're now in a searchable online archive.
This is like a continuation of a nightmare for them. It's almost like, if you remember from The Godfather, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
One of the most anticipated movie trailers is out. A nearly two-minute glimpse of the upcoming Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens.
Chewie, we're home.
It includes the first look at Harrison Ford returning as the character Han Solo. The movie will hit theaters just before Christmas. 10 physicians wrote a letter to a dean at Columbia University demanding that TV's Dr. Oz be removed from his faculty position.
I've got highly effective, all-natural weight loss aids that you can add to every meal.
The doctors complain Dr. Oz has shown a lack of integrity, promoting what they call quack treatments. The university says it plans no action against him. There's a settlement in a case that recalled one of the biggest songs from the Eagles. Back in October, the retailer Duluth Trading Company used this line in an ad, Donna Henley and Take It Easy. Don Henley, founding member of the Eagles, sued. Now the company's issued a full web apology and says it won't use Henley's name when selling those shirts and will make a donation to his nonprofit. Germany has paid tribute to the victims of the March jetliner crash in southern France.
In Cologne Cathedral, 1,400 people gathered for a memorial service for the 150 who died last month when a German Wings flight crashed into the French Alps. Among those at the solemn service, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and relatives of the victims, an emotional Archbishop of Cologne.
Mein Gott, warum hast du mich verlassen?
Candles were lighted for each who died, including the co-pilot, who's believed to have deliberately crashed the plane. It is not for us to judge, said the Archbishop. Larry Miller, CBS News.
Help arrived today for an Italian astronaut on the International Space Station. An espresso maker was one of the much-anticipated supplies aboard a cargo ship that arrived. Samantha Cristoforetti asked for it, tired of 5 months of instant coffee. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.